Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Ample sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 87. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of rain showers tonight, lows level off around 50, partly cloudy. Chance of rain showers tomorrow, highs level off around 65, cloudy skies. Upper 40s Sunday, with a slight chance for showers, low 50s Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 60.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Kansas City is looking for a new city manager. Brandon Dixon has more.
In a unanimous 13-0 vote, the city council fired Brian Platt as city manager Thursday morning. He was suspended with pay about 3 weeks ago after a former communications manager for Kansas City was awarded a $900,000 settlement in a lawsuit against the city. This a year after Platt was given a hefty pay raise when he had shown interest in a comparable role in Austin, Texas. I'm Brandon Dixon.
A tip from the public led to a big drug bust in Dodge City. Dodge City police investigated a tip that people were selling large quantities of THC vape cartridges and tried to sell firearms through social media. A search warrant was executed at a home in the south part of town on Otero. That led to the discovery of illegal guns and drugs. Two boys were arrested and taken to a juvenile detention facility. Two adults were arrested and charged with child endangerment. The investigation is continuing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A Colorado man was arrested on March 21st after allegedly trying to sell drugs at a gas station in Hays. Hays Police Chief Don Schleiber reported that officers responded to a report of a suspicious man at a gas station on North Vine Street, and the man allegedly gave a false name and denied involvement in any drug activity. Schleiber said the Kansas Highway Patrol assisted at the scene with a roadside fingerprint scanner, which ultimately identified the suspect as 38-year-old Andrew David Voda of Newcastle, who had a felony warrant out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Schleiber said a search of the vehicle allegedly uncovered liquid methamphetamine, resulting in several charges, including possession with intent to distribute, DUI, an open container violation, possession of drug paraphernalia, and interference with law enforcement. Schleiber said the suspect was also charged with violating a protection from abuse order and possessing stolen property, as the vehicle he was driving was allegedly stolen from Colorado. Schleiber credited the Kansas Highway Patrol for helping the officers identify the suspect. On Thursday, Attorney General Chris Kobach issued a consumer alert warning Kansas residents of the recent bankruptcy filing by 23andMe, a direct-to-consumer genetic testing and information company. 23andMe filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on March 23rd, and the company said in a press release that there are no changes to the way the company stores, manages, or protects customer data. However, the bankruptcy raises the risk that 23andMe may attempt to sell Kansas's genetic data and other private information as part of the bankruptcy proceedings. Assistant Attorney General Sarah Dietz said protecting Kansans' personal information and genetic data is one of the utmost importance to their office, and because of the company's current financial situation, they encourage Kansans to consider requesting deletion of the genetic data held by 23andMe. Kansas residents should be aware of their rights and the protections afforded to their genetic data under the Kansas Consumer Protection Act and the Wayne Owen Act. Since this data is incredibly personal and sensitive, it's important to understand your rights under Kansas's privacy laws, including how to delete your genetic data from 23andMe. You can visit the Office of the Kansas Attorney General's website for more information on your rights and for instructions on how to delete your information through 23andMe at ag.ks.gov. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is encouraging dairy producers to enroll in Dairy Margin Coverage, or DMC, an important safety net program that allows offset milk and feed price differences. This year's DMC sign-up began January 29th, and the deadline to enroll is this Monday, March 31st. USDA Farm Service Agency Deputy State Executive Director Joshua Ritter said they encourage producers to join the 67 dairy operations in Kansas that have already signed up for this important safety net program in advance of the deadline. He said at 15 cents per hard weight for $9.50 coverage, risk protection through dairy margin coverage is a cost-effective tool to manage risk and provide security for dairy operations. DMC payments are calculated using updated feed and premium hay costs, making the program more reflective of actual dairy producer expenses, and these updated feed calculations use 100% premium alfalfa hay. For more information on DMC, you can visit or contact your local USDA service center. The Kansas Department of Transportation is alerting the public to a scam involving fraudulent text messages known as smishing that falsely claim to be from the Kansas Department of Transportation demanding payment for unpaid tolls. However, do not click on the link as it's not a Kansas Department of Transportation website. Clicking the link in the text can expose victims to financial fraud, allowing scammers access to bank accounts and personal data. The Kansas Department of Transportation does not collect tolls for road usage and does not send unsolicited text messages. And the Kansas Turnpike Authority, a separate state agency responsible for turnpike toll collection, also has been targeted in similar scams. Those who receive a fraudulent message can file a complaint with the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center at ic3.gov, and this site is dedicated to sharing information on Internet crimes across law enforcement agencies. In Nebraska news, according to the Nebraska Legislative Research Office, Nebraska is grappling with one of the unhealthiest housing stocks in the nation, with approximately 4,700 homes for sale across the state in 2023. And State Senator Bob Hallstrom said the shortage is directly linked to critical workforce shortages. To address this issue, Hallstrom introduced LB 254, a bill that proposes setting aside $50 million from the general fund over 2 years for rural workforce housing. This initiative is a continuation of the Rural Workforce Housing Investment Act, which has allocated millions annually since 2017, and the bill classifies affordable housing as an emergency, allowing funds to be immediately available if passed. Past funding from rural workforce housing grants has been utilized in communities statewide, and in Hastings, a $1.5 million grant is earmarked to renovate an old middle school into housing, creating dozens of apartment and housing units. While LB 254 is currently pending, Hallstrom expressed optimism following a hearing by the Appropriations Committee, saying he understands they've got a tight fiscal situation in the state, but they're hopeful that they'll get some money that will continue to do good things across the state. On Wednesday, a Lincoln woman received probation in connection with her son's fall from a window. 32-year-old Brianna Abbott was sentenced to 5 years of probation for felony child abuse, 5 years for misdemeanor child abuse, and 2 years for evidence tampering. And Judge Darla Edias ordered that Abbott serve all the sentences at the same time, meaning she will be off probation in 5 years. The case began on February 6, 2024, when a 2-year-old boy fell out of the window of a second-floor apartment near 9th and Washington Streets, and the boy was taken to the Children's Hospital in Omaha with a skull fracture. Investigators think the child climbed on a couch and pushed on the window screen. According to court documents, Abbott was smoking methamphetamine with her friends when her son fell. She was initially charged with possession of a controlled substance, but that count was dropped as part of a plea deal. Police said Abbott also deleted video from the night of the fall from the apartment's surveillance cameras. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
People can now search appellate cases using a public access portal that not only gives case information but also public case documents. The Kansas Appellate Court's public access portal is part of the Kansas eCourt project to centralize case information on a single web-based platform, transforming the way courts serve the people of Kansas. The multi-year project introduced a new case management system in district and appellate courts, making it possible to search statewide court case information online. Before searching cases on the Kansas Appellate Court's public access portal, a person must register as a portal user, and a link to the registration form is in the top right corner of the portal homepage. All registered users must abide by the Kansas Court's public access portal user agreement. If a person is registered to use the Kansas District Court Public Access Portal, they do not need to register to use the Kansas Appellate Court's Public Access Portal. Their registration transfers to the appellate portal, and their username and password are the same. People who use the portal to search appellate cases will get information that includes party names and a register of events, and it can also include case documents. Only case documents filed after March 13, 2025 will be available on the portal. To access a public case document filed prior to March 13, 2025, a user would need to request it from the clerk of the appellate courts. More information about the portal and what it offers is on the kscourts.gov webpage under Search Appellate Court Records. Sealed cases and sealed records are not public, and some cases are exempt from disclosure under the Kansas Open Records Act, and other records may be exempt by judicial rule, order, or case law. April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and the Kansas Department of Transportation wants to remind drivers to stay focused, ditch the distractions, and just drive. Distractions come in many forms. Visual distractions take the driver's eyes off the road, cognitive distractions take the driver's mind off driving, and manual distractions take the driver's hands off of the wheel. And distracted driving can be dangerous. Preliminary 2024 Kansas data shows that 70 people were killed and more than 350 people were injured in crashes involving distracted driving. Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager Gary Herman said distractions such as eating, applying makeup, reaching for objects, looking at scenery, daydreaming, and quite often texting take your attention off of the road and put the lives of other motorists, your passengers, and you at risk for injury or death. Drivers are encouraged to develop safe driving habits by putting the phone away and out of reach, activate the phone's Do Not Disturb feature, have passengers handle navigation, texting, or phone calls, pull over to a safe location off of the roadway to make a call, adjust the radio, or do other things that take your hands off of the wheel and your eyes off of the road, including texting. And don't text or call someone you know is driving. It can wait. Passengers are also encouraged to do their part and speak up if the driver is not paying attention and to avoid riding with that driver in the future. It's important that everyone take charge of their safety whenever possible. For more information on distracted driving, you can visit nhtsa.gov/risky-driving. The Kansas Department of Transportation announced that they will close a six-mile portion of K-23 in Sheridan County starting this Monday, March 31st. The closure is necessary for the reconstruction of the highway from County Road 70S, or CR-406, north to Walnut Avenue in Hoxie, and during construction, motorists will be directed to follow the state route detour on I-70, US 83, and US 24. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the road to reopen in late October, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager Todd Anderson at 785-953-6011 or todd.anderson@ks.gov. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having fish patty, potato salad, rosy applesauce, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be corn dogs or cheese pizza with fruit and milk. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 87 and a south wind around 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 2 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 50 and a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming east after midnight. On Saturday, there's a 40% chance of showers. Otherwise, it should be partly sunny with a high near 65 and breezy Saturday, with winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. On Saturday night, there's a 40% chance of showers, mainly after 1 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 30 and wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Sunday, there's a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 50. And on Sunday night, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 25. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with the weather forecast, on Monday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 55. On Tuesday, there's a 30% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 70 and breezy. On Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of rain. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 59 and breezy. And on Thursday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 66. Currently, with fair skies, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 68%. The wind speed is south at 16 with gusts to 22 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.68. The dew point is 48 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do, they do for you.
Luck is on your side this March at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Save big on a 2015 or newer vehicle loan with rates as low as 5% APR. Treat yourself with a new vehicle or refinance your current vehicle loan from another lender. This offer ends March 31st, so don't delay. Let UNWFCU save you some green this spring. Special terms and conditions apply. Rates are subject to increase. NCUA insured. Equal housing lender.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State senior guard Serena Sundell leads the country in assists with 256, and assists per game was 7.3. NK State head coach Jeff Mitty attributed it to her vision.
She's choosing the right pass more often. You know, I've been able to ask her what she's seen, and she gives better answers than she did early in her career. Many times Serena would give me the answer. I'm like, what'd you read there? I didn't read anything. I'm like, I don't have an answer for that one, okay? Players, when they're young, tend to read the player that they're playing with, like in the pick and roll game. And what they really need to be reading is the defense. They need to trust that they know where their player's going. And so, you know, I think she trusted better. I think her eyes are where they need to be much better. And I think that's leading to a lot better passes.
K-State will take on number one seed USC in the Sweet 16 Saturday night at 7 p.m. You can watch the game on ESPN. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Yes! I finally got my first phone!
It is exciting. Let's learn a few things about online safety first.
We can secure our world. When you choose your passwords, make them strong. Use a password manager to help you along. But don't just use a password alone. Get a call, get a text, or a code on your phone.
MFA really works!
You hesitate, do it ASAP.
Just like that.
Watch out for offers too good to be true.
What?
It's probably someone trying to take advantage of you.
Hey, that's fishy.
Let's report it. Install updates, make better passwords. Think before you click, use multiple factors. That's how we
nhtsa.gov/secureourworld.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.